In like 20 minutes?
What are you, yeah. What are you talking about? We're ready to go. It's time.
Oh.
Let's get this.
Call it out. Let's get this.
Ah, fuck. Week 6 of the T-Piss NFL update starts now.
Look, go Cubs, let's get it. 2016 World Series, we going for the win. And that's when history begins. Ay, knock it at the park and bring the W in. Ain't no city like Chicago. Illinois, bring that noise, you know how it go. And I'm just keeping it real. Shout out to Wrigley Field. The Cubs be doing their thing, they gon' remember the name. Let's go.
I find the best opening music, don't I? Like, there's no better opening music than E. Diddy opening music. Welcome, everyone. This is the T-Piss NFL update. Bourne is back.
F-M-L.
Tomato. Still hunting. Still hunting. McLean.
Yeah, why are we starting late?
Wow!
what's your problem?
Unbelievable how the tide has turned so quickly.
Opening music.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting that you find people who have higher production value for songs that, for rappers who support Detroit or Chicago teams, but you have no problem utilizing a, like, 40-year-old kid who's, like, clearly stays too much time in his room on his own with rap songs for, like, Cleveland or whatever else.
You're right, I mean, Bourne. I should have been a DJ.
Yeah.
Does Cleveland really have, like, a strong history of rap artists?
I'm just talking about what you can scrub from YouTube.
I mean, I am getting the best that there is to offer. I don't know what to say.
There's got to be something better for the land than that.
Really?
There is a culture of music in Chicago that probably doesn't exist in Cleveland. Cleveland's not really a cultural capital, you know?
Yet it has the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That makes sense, Tomato.
Yeah, well, you gotta fake it till you make it, right?
Wow, the Vader is coming strong tonight.
It is.
I like it.
Somebody needs to hire this guy.
please. All right.
Too much time.
So let's just get right into the update. We don't need to talk about anything else.
What? No.
People want to get into the week 6.
Oh, God.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
What?
You
I
lead
heard
it off,
a
John.
Lot of people. Complaining, blowing up my email.
Really?
That last week there was no Michigan talk.
Wait.
I'm like, hold on. Wait. Next week you'll get twice as much Michigan talk.
Let's act, you know, I haven't gotten those emails. I think if somebody wanted to do that, they would come right.
Check your spam folder.
They would come right to the, you know, the person who's running this whole thing saying, hey, well, I just didn't get those this week. I'm sorry. I don't know. I mean, what I got was a flood of emails saying, I want my week 6. Can you start off with the week 6? Just give it to me right out the gate.
Who's asking for this?
People. There's just people.
Because I could understand why your inbox is empty.
Wow, everyone is coming strong today. So I mean, I guess
it was
what? Go ahead.
I was just gonna say, John, it was interesting. Diddy messaged me earlier and just asked if I'm coming to the show. And he's like, you know, we got a lot to talk about because both Cleveland and Boston is out of the playoffs, so your evening should be free now. Forgot to mention another team.
Uh-oh. Someone else is going to have some free time.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm glad you brought that up, Bourne, because is this the biggest choke job in Major League Baseball history? I mean, the Cleveland Indians were the cream of the crop. They were the team that everyone was saying they're going to take. It's all theirs. It's already. They're crowned. And suddenly they choke on a Yankee. How could this happen?
I'll only just briefly mention that. Yeah, it was a pretty bad fall from pretty much what is like 90% of ESPN pundits pick them to win it all. But you're not going to sidestep the fact that we still need to talk about Michigan.
And actually, I'm really happy that you brought up because nobody picked Boston. So that was, we knew that was coming, right? Like we all saw that come, like Boston, like, yeah, right. Come on. Yeah. They're just happy to be there, right?
Right.
Actually, we need to talk about a couple other things. I'm glad you brought this up. The biggest choke job in U.S. history, the men's soccer team, not qualifying for the World Cup. That is huge.
Daniel Murphy, home run.
That is 1-1. That is huge. How they,
that is huge.
They choked on like a third world country. Like they choked on the whole.
It was eliminated like weeks before.
Right. Like they had nothing to play for. And all the U.S. had to do was tie. They didn't even have to win. All you have to do is tie. I mean, the only thing I can compare them to is they are like the franchise 254 of soccer.
What does that mean?
They suck so hard.
Suck so hard?
I mean, we all know that Trinidad and Tobago, they're basically our little brother, right?
Right!
You can't lose to little brother.
Well, actually, I'm glad you
said... That's just embarrassing.
I'm glad you said...
I mean...
What? Oh, franchise is here! Wow!
Wow!
It's better than being a rough rider who doesn't get invited at all.
A rough rider doesn't even get a chance to qualify is what you're saying.
Wow. We're like the Syria of World Cup.
We'll franchise, you gotta help us. He's trying to get off track about the Michigan loss.
Well, actually.
About Michigan sucking like you know.
Yeah, we're trying to get him back on rails here, but.
Okay, everyone wants to talk about Michigan. I get it. But.
Yeah, they're terrible. They're not disappointing anybody. They're giving us what they always do.
Yeah.
Yep. Nothing.
Tweet on repeat.
I mean, we just understand that Michigan is never going to give anyone the dream that they're looking for. I mean, look at them. They come out, he cheers for them, yay! He has his pom-poms, his little fluffy skirt and all. You know, he's happy.
Michigan fans think they're on this, like, epic roller coaster ride, but they're on, like, just a little, like, quarter like horse ride at, like, Meijer.
It's like this Texas cliffhanger. You just drop, and that's it.
This feels like it's 4 weeks of frustration just coming out all at once. Hey.
No, we pretty much have been saying this every week, that they're horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just don't listen.
This happens every year.
Let's get real about what happened. Let's get real about what happened this last week, all right? I think McLean agrees with me that Michigan is currently 4-0-0-1. Right? Because...
Why are you moving the loss column two spaces to the right?
Because they beat themselves. Let's be honest here, okay? They beat themselves, and that should not be counted as a loss. Okay?
So you're saying they beat themselves like you beat yourself. Is that what you're saying?
So wait, because they didn't win, because they lost the game.
Yes.
It shouldn't count as a loss.
Yeah, it should not count. 4-0-0-1. And you should
I wish I had some of what you're smoking.
they shouldn't be penalized for beating themselves. You had a bad day.
I really wish I had some of what you're smoking. What is it called? Is it Maui Waui? Purple Kush? What is it? Sounds wonderful.
So I get, like I said, I know you guys agree with me. When you beat yourself, you shouldn't be penalized. Right, Tomater?
If that was the case, half the teams in this league that have lost to you would really be in good shape.
Yeah, if you beat yourself, that's the only situation which you should
be, like, bunt.
That's the actual position you should be penalized in. Like, if somebody else beats your team, they were a better team. But if you literally, like, lost the game, you lost the game. I don't understand, like, this is some special Yedidi logic. This isn't even, like, normal Yedidi logic where there's, like, kind of an
excuse to make. This is like episode 5 from last year when they lost, and we say all the same things over and over and over. You can just can everything we talk about and just wait for whatever week it happens, because it always happens.
Can we go
soundboard wait, every year?
Can we exactly. can we yep. roll back and how is it that everyone glossed over Bourne saying epic bunt?
Yeah, because we have just laid out a huge bunt.
How can we
that
let
was a pretty epic bunt?
It was an epic bunt. I don't even know how those two things can go together.
Because he just outsmarted Madden. Madden had a shift and Weeders dropped the bunt on left side.
They're giving it to him. That was a freebie. That was a free bunt. You're
Michael
welcome.
Michael A. Tater is up now.
Uh-oh. Tater's gonna tate.
Tater is gonna tate.
Okay, all right, so Michigan sucks.
No, I mean, Michigan
lifted. Can we move on?
I mean, I want to rub it in your face, but nobody's surprised about it. So, like, what's the big deal?
Michigan will be back next week.
Next year. That's where I thought you were going to say next year.
My boss came over and he's like, you're proud of me, right? And I'm like, for what? He's like, I didn't even mention the game. And my face just, my face just immediately went like, what do you want? Why are you here? I'm turning in my resignation.
Yet another commissioner losing his job.
If he had to resign from his position every time the Michigan
lost.
Wow. Dude,
that's why he gets so hyped, because with every Michigan win, it's actually a promotion.
One more week of a paycheck.
He's got to go back down into the mailroom.
All right, what's next? Let's see here. Hold on, I got one more thing before we get into the update. League controversy. Dropping your D. Who's for it and who's against it? If you didn't notice.
The pullout?
If you didn't notice, in Caldwell We Trust, up by 2 points, decided to pull out. And I question, did he break an unwritten rule of fantasy?
Tater gonna tate.
Oh, taters.
4-1.
I hate taters.
The game was over, right? Did he?
Yeah, the game was over.
Now it's a game. How about that? Now it's a game.
So who is he playing?
Ronbro.
Straight trash.
Wow. Did Ronbro write that in the show notes?
Why?
Did he talk about that? I don't know. I just am surprised I didn't read anything about it.
No, this week. This happened this week.
Did? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, didn't you?
Obviously my team sucks. I don't pay attention to anything that's going on this season.
He still would have won. He would have won by 8 more points.
Right.
If he had pulled his D. Oh, wow. But.
Just the act of pulling out. Agree or disagree?
I think we should reward the owners who pay enough attention to their starting lineups to pull players, to pull their defense if it's a situation where it could like lose them a game, instead of trying to like penalize them and in like what are we gonna do? Replace Caldwell with more people who don't set their lineups so he can just win more weeks.
I'm not against that.
Well, I mean, we would say that it takes guts, but it probably more or less takes balls, right?
Yes.
Right.
So it sounds like Tomater's for it. Bourne is okay with it.
I'm for it. Yeah.
What about you, McLean?
I am against it.
You're against pulling 100%. Out the D?
Absolutely.
Why?
Why do we play?
To win the game.
To win the game.
No, you gotta score a hundo.
Yo, that's true. You do gotta score. He cost himself a hundo.
Yeah. Wow.
Nobody cares if he beats straight trash homies.
That's true. I don't care.
You get in line.
Yeah. Who does? You're right.
That's not special. You can only brag about scoring a hundo.
I've done that this year.
Wow. In Caldwell cost himself the ultimate prize in fantasy.
And he's still keeping Eifert.
What? Maybe? Tomato, you're wrong. Caldwell doesn't know what he's doing. He is equivalent to someone who doesn't set his lineup by pulling his D.
Is somebody like washing dishes or sharpening knives or something?
I think franchise is whittling.
Sounds like he's like at a key copying station or something.
That is so specific. That is so specific.
Doesn't it sound like he's making keys?
I thought he was like using a wire brush on a piece of brass. Oh, wow. Who knew that that's what Battlefield
sounds
like?
I also want to mention from either last week or the week before, correction, I have won a championship.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The one and only year for baseball.
I mean, maybe that should be a poll. That should be a league manager poll. Do we recognize Bourne's championship?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think the league needs to decide if you've won a championship. We can't go off the record books.
And I do want to credit. It looked like nobody voted for your yes, 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 yes poll.
You mean 100% of owners chose yes that Michigan lost to themselves? Actually,
I just kept looking at it. I'm like, please, nobody vote. Please, nobody vote.
I wanted to see how many people voted, but I knew I couldn't vote.
Yeah.
I don't know why it doesn't let me vote for you. Again, so, ESPN is troll proof.
Because you're a terrible human being.
I think I could think of a few worse people.
Just a few.
I didn't say it was the worst.
Can we return to the defense question for a second?
All right.
Didn't we have a team who didn't start a defense all year a few years ago? Wasn't that somebody's strat?
That was Pantera.
I wouldn't call it a strat then. It was just kind of like he didn't know what he was doing.
It was because he paid attention to his Yahoo League more.
Well, it's
because
he was drafting four quarterbacks.
It was only four? I thought it was about six.
Instead of the free agent pool, you just contact Pantera because he had all of them.
Okay, so what else?
And he would trade you for a 25-cent lollipop and freaking nothing. I want Kaepernick on my team. Hey, you can have him. He sucks anyway.
Ex-championship quarterback. Just FYI. Just throwing that out there.
Yeah, he's still a free agent now, isn't he?
Pick him up. Well, you got a chance. Well, he's still free. Okay, so let's see. What else? Anything else in the sports world that I missed that we have to mention?
Jason Worth just got another double.
Ugh, that guy needs a shave.
Yeah. Hockey has started.
Oklahoma lost this week.
Good for them.
Who did they play?
Hell if I know. I just know they lost. You know, Texans hate Oklahoma.
They lost to a big-time underdog. Wasn't it like... It was like... I don't know. Somebody terrible.
It's good, good that we come prepared.
Okay, what about hockey? What about hockey, Tomator?
It started, and the Sharks haven't won a single game.
Good for them.
The two games that they've played so far.
Good for the Sharks.
Yep.
I knew I liked them Sharks.
Are they trying to get the number one draft pick?
There's a year.
They keep thinking... The Sharks are supposed to be like a perennial contender, but they just aren't this year. They lost Patrick Marleau, who's been with the team his whole career, and they just sort of said like, we're not going to pay you, so go have fun in Canada. So he's gone. So they're having like a bit of an identity crisis. They don't have these old dudes who really didn't have that much like personality to stand around and be like, hey, this is how we're playing hockey, I guess. I don't know. It's disappointing. That's the end of the hockey segment.
All right. That's enough of our Sharks update.
That's right. Thanks, Warren.
Yep.
What about, let's talk about LeBron's out for the season.
What?
Yeah. Didn't you see him? He broke his ankle.
He twisted it.
Yeah. Broken. Out for the season.
I guess they'll just have to rely on their deep bench.
I heard that Dwayne Wade is starting. Have they given up already? Is it over?
J.R. Smith.
What the heck?
That's an upgrade.
Really?
Yeah, it is. J.R. Smith is...
He's like, good, he's good, but he's not a starter.
I mean, didn't they...
Even Pippen knows that.
Wow.
What, Pippen said that?
We don't trust Pippen, though, right? Like...
Rings.
Robin, though. Right? That's like when LeBron gets old and he says something, I need Dwayne Wade to validate it before I believe
what's,
it.
What's the topping for JR, by the way?
The topping?
Or the sandwich add-on. Ingredient.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hmm. What? Mayo?
I was going to say, like mayo or something?
Mayo? Maybe like a Dijon mustard? If you get crazy.
I would go with a Dijon.
Yeah? I would
He's
think.
Definitely.
Grey Poupon.
He adds a lot of flavor.
Yeah.
To the calves.
Okay.
All right. Next matchup.
Next matchup.
Next matchup.
All right. Week 5 scoreboard. Worst draft. Hundo 16 to the 0-5 Boss Hog Outlaws 88. Tomander, are you back?
No. Oh. I'm not back.
All right.
My defense scored 25 points.
All right.
Which was what got me the points the last time I got 100 points. I don't think the Jaguars are going to continue doing this.
But we did say at the beginning of the season, the Jaguars D is legit. And so far, they have been legit.
Well, we said they were Michigan-esque, which I don't know what that means going forward.
That's a terrible thing to say about a good defense. How dare you?
You're going to have to write it out, Tomator. Just stick with it. Be a Michigan man.
Dance with who you brought.
I don't know. I'm worried about my running back situation because I really don't have anyone.
Let's talk.
Good.
Let's talk.
Besides Leonard Fournette.
Let's talk after this.
But yeah, I don't know. We'll see what happens.
All right, me and Tomato in trade talks. Franchise 98.
That sounds like a gay sex
I don't know why you
get that segue fast enough.
Why do you have to add the modifier? Why can't it just sound like sex? Why? I don't understand. I never get that when people say it. I don't.
It sounds like a man.
I don't. Whoa. Wow. All right, Franchise 98, Galabra 74. How'd you do it? You didn't pull out your D, did you, Franchise?
Nope.
Make any references, Franchise.
He started Carson Wentz.
Oh.
Plain and simple.
Just like we told him to, right? Like, didn't we say that on the last pod?
You guys know the only reason he's good is because Cleveland passed up on him, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
Right.
Everyone gets that. Cleveland curse.
Except Cleveland.
Well, they got Kaiser.
Well, I mean, I didn't have a choice. It was either...
And he put up two freaking donuts against me.
Wow, that's rough season, Bourne.
And I lost Odell.
Rough season.
My unchosen keeper. My reluctantly forced upon keeper.
Wow.
Never made him a keeper, bro.
I tried getting out of it.
You lucked out.
I'm never keeper. I never use keepers, bro. Never. That's just like Ezekiel Elliott being suspended. 6 games.
Hey, that's fake news.
Again. Getting suspended again. How many
is
for
a different thing or the same thing?
The same thing.
He'll be back next week.
There's at least three more.
The commissioner of the NFL, Jerry Jones, will not allow Ezekiel Elliott to be.
Mexico Brownies 124, Just the Chipmunks 75. What in the heck is going on with the Brownies?
What do you mean?
Like nobody expected this. Nobody.
Nobody?
Nobody.
What are you talking about? I always call Brownies as one of the best teams in the league. Always. Even if they had a bad year here or there.
Yeah, last year I was 1-3 and I won the whole league. So I'm not having got 3 losses yet. Like, I don't think I'm going to lose again, except for, never mind. Talk about that later. I might be getting commish this week.
Oh, it's interesting. That's interesting. We'll bring that up later. In Caldwell, we just pulled out the win. 92-90 over straight trash. We already kind of talked about the controversy. Half this league thinks you should pull out your D. Half thinks you should unload. Team Twerk 25. Team Chuck Norris. Team Chuck Norris 60.
I don't want to deal with anybody's D unloading.
Chuck Norris 67. Team Twerk continues to struggle hard. I can't believe how hard he's struggling. This is unprecedented.
You know, this is amazing that this guy comes up with enough, I don't know, dick jokes just to choke a person out.
Joke.
Joke.
Joke. Whoa. Whoa. He's back to his negative ways with his D.
Yeah, he's got two.
He's choking on the D. He's choking on the D.
I tried to make a trade offer to him, but he refused, so I know he's like somewhat active.
No, oh, he's definitely active. He's actively just losing as much as he can. I think, let me check something real quick. Cause I'm pretty sure he scored 25 points this week. There were 6 individual players who outscored
his whole team.
His whole team this week.
Wow.
And Alex Smith would have tied him. So 7 players total.
Make a trade, Twerk. Build for the future. Trade for a keeper.
I mean, let's face it. He's not playing. He's just sitting back and looking at his squad every week and saying, I suck. And
how about a Brady update here?
All right. Let's see here. Well, right now, ever since we called Brady out, Andy Dalton has been putting him to shame.
Yeah. He got outscored by Dalton.
Again.
In a row. I don't know what is Chuck Norris. Is it just that he wasn't taking his opponent seriously? Like he knew he didn't have to set his best lineup. That's why Brady's in there.
Wait, are you saying that he was trying to tank? JD was trying.
I'm saying he didn't. He was doing his own version of not running up the score, pulling out his D,
pulling out his D.
Yeah, by putting in Brady.
All right, I get it. That's gentlemanly of you, JT.
I just want to call out Team Twerk real quick, because in the chat they claimed that they lost a top tier wide receiver and tight end today.
All right, who'd they lose?
They lost Brandon Marshall. and they lost Charles Clay. Who Charles Clay has had some okay games.
Exactly. I mean, I could understand if you said you lost Golden Tate and Ebron.
Odell
Beckham. I get it. I get it.
I mean, you can even say at this point, Nelson Aguilar.
Yeah, absolutely.
Marshall goes.
Yeah, I agree.
He scored more fantasy points than Brandon Marshall this year.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah, you are.
It's kind of strange that you named one of my receivers, though, franchise. I thought you were going to name one of your own.
He was working a different angle on that one.
Yeah. I'm like, wait a minute, I have him. Is that a knock on me?
No, that was me bringing up one of a third string or fourth string Eagle. I mean, come on, dude.
So yeah, I think that's a knock on you.
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah, pretty much. That's what my team is amounted to right now.
Wow, worse than trash. All right, next matchup.
But better than Twerk.
What? Crop Tops 90, Rough Riders 62 in the verses of the week, and Crop Top showing this league how to win a championship. He had his Super Bowl and he just did it. I don't know why no one else did. I mean, everyone's had a shot.
Did he show you?
Crop Tops.
How to do that?
Crop Tops proved himself worthy to lose to me in the championship.
Diddy, it's kind of amazing how the second Todd Gurley doesn't score more than 20 points in a week, you lose.
Whoa! What are you?
Do you think that there's a linkage there?
Todd Gurley is the heartbeat of the Rough Riders.
You're saying correlation versus causation, right? I get it. Wow. I mean, I'm saving it for when it matters. That's what's going on here.
Careful. Yeah. The Indians thought that same thing.
Didn't work out so for them.
Well, didn't work out.
That's why you're starting Dwayne Allen.
I was trying to sneak that in too.
He's probably like a third or fourth string tight end, right?
No, he started. He was the starting tight end.
But that doesn't mean is he's the number one, right?
That means he is the number one blocker for when they run. That's what that means. I mean, I was watching pregame and they were talking about, oh, Dwayne Allen, he's going to get a lot of looks. You know, now that Gronkowski's out, Dwayne Allen, he blah, blah, this and blah, blah, that. Yeah. He's just an extra run blocker the entire game.
He's got zero catches on the season.
He is literally an extra lineman.
Pick him up. What made you pick him up?
They were hyping him on the pregame. Oh, wow. And look at
he might be the worst waiver wire team in history. Like, you've never picked up a good player.
I don't think he was the first one I actually played too. So I've got.
Look at your bench though.
I've got, well, okay, so look at this. I've gotten 0 points from waiver wire plays, and I probably have less than that in waiver wire pickups.
Eddie Lacy really panned out, huh?
1 point. 1 point on my bench this week.
One. You were best bench player.
Kenny Britt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Energizer Bunny.
The human battery.
The human battery.
I saw Kenny Britt come over in a trade one time. I lasted for about 30 minutes.
Wait, I thought Jamal Williams was the starter.
So did I!
What happened to Kerwin Williams?
Oh, don't trust any Williams. They're all frauds.
Wow.
Don't trust any of them. Oh, my gosh. And look at that.
How do you claim this as being self-handicapping?
What are you talking about? This is self-handicapping.
Handicapping implies like that you were actually expecting a different outcome.
Well, I pretty much had myself penciled in for a win. Penciled because I do it when it matters in the playoffs. I don't do it. Oh, crop tops. Oh, you beat the Rough Riders. I just won a Super Bowl.
Got to get there though.
Do it when it matters, Crop Top.
You weren't there last year.
I'm talking to Crop Tops right now, okay guys? do it when it matters, Crop Tops, okay? Alright, ooh, week 5 win. Who cares? Alright, I don't even care. This loss doesn't even, I'm 4-0-0-1 right now. I beat myself. I'm gonna send a ticket
That's
into
how
ESPN.
Much you love the Wolverines. You'll just intentionally copy what they do.
I just win for win, you mean? Win for win. All right, week 6. Week 6 matchups. Let's see here. In Caldwell We Trust, pulling out his Dion Galabra, ?
He's got one plugged in now.
Currently getting blown out.
By Nelson Aguilar.
Wow, it is over, Caldwell. Karma is gonna come get you. Galabra is gonna send a message here and now. You got this win, Galabra?
We'll see. I don't know.
Why are you starting the second and third string Panthers running backs?
Because it's thunder and lightning. I heard that somewhere.
What's Cam then?
It's a cloudy day.
Raw meat. He's got 2 points.
Yeah, that's more points than both of your running backs.
Shoot.
Oh, all right. Franchise taking on Team Chuck Norris. Franchise, what do you got to do to win?
Play.
All right. Next matchup, Crop Tops tries to continue to win. Going for 6-0 against worst draft, Tomater. What you gonna do?
I'm gonna play Phillip Rivers, and I'm not gonna have Andrew Luck yet again for another week, because Andrew Luck's gonna show up in like week 10 and be awful this year.
What's the Chicago running back situation?
Jordan Howard? He's still running the ball.
Is he still the guy? Is he still the man?
He is still the guy. Tariq Cohen's just there, kind of being there. I mean, What else are the Bears gonna do besides give it to their running backs? Even if like a few of his touches get taken away, he's still getting 20 touches a game. Like that's plenty, that's very reasonable in terms of touches.
Alright.
I'm fine.
I agree, Crop Top's no landslide. Team Twerk! against Boss Hog Outlaws. This is the Brother Bash.
Wow, two bad teams.
The bum fight, right? Two really bad teams. Like, super bad. I don't know. I think these are two Panteras fighting each other.
Whoa.
Wow.
What? I was just latching on to what you guys are saying. Just piling on.
I was going to say Canada myself.
Wow. See, we're thinking on the same page. And Straight Trash Homie taking on Just the Chipmunks. Just Chipmunks currently has a lead 4-3. Oh, yeah. Go Cubs.
Dang it.
Go Cubs. Currently 3-4 in the top of the third.
Scored on a wild pitch.
Getting it done. Come back for the ages. And Rough Riders taking on the Mexico Brownies. And I'm not even counting this as a matchup. Like this.
Okay, that makes two of us.
You said something about being commish. I kind of want to know, what do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, this is like, how long have we been doing this? Like six, seven
seasons? Yeah, this is E-Diddy's MO here.
Seven seasons. Yeah, seven seasons.
Seven. Yeah. So I think this is the seventh in a row where I play you during the Cowboys.
What? I don't, wait, hold on. I don't set the NFL schedule. What are you talking about? Well, I have no control over when the Cowboys get a bye week.
Actually, there was one season where our schedule was messed up because you forgot to adjust it. And that season I didn't play you during the Cowboys bye week.
Wow. That's weird. So,
it's pretty weird.
I mean, that is a lot of bye. I mean, that, I guess that's the price you pay by building your team, you know, with a singular focus of losing.
Yeah, it's you're vulnerable to exploitation by the commissioner of the league.
I mean, this is what you get for keeping a suspended player, which they finally have him suspended on ESPN.
Oh, no, he'll be back. Don't believe that.
But he'll be back. But then you also went waiver wire crazy picking up
the extra. Javoris Allen is a beast.
Is he?
Aaron Jones is the starter.
Really?
He's amazing.
Oh, man.
The Lions defense, they're not terrible. They're acceptable.
All right. Wow.
This is like, if you picked up good waiver wire players, this is what it would look like.
That's probably why you don't recognize it.
Is that why you picked up Eli Manning?
Well, I mean, he just lost his top three receivers.
So you're like, yes.
It's a little rough, but he's the best option.
Oh, that's not good.
No.
All right.
But you got Matt Stafford, so I'd take Eli over Stafford any day.
Wow, really? Let's see here. Let's do some comparison shopping. All right. All right. Let me see that.
Are you comparing rings?
Whoa. Let's move on.
Why did you pick up a questionable 49ers tight end this week?
That dude caught the ball when I watched the game. he caught the ball. So I was like, well, that's my tight end doesn't even get thrown at. So 1 point is better than zero. You know, strats. You wouldn't know nothing about that, tomato. All right, so let's see. What else? What do we need to talk about? Ooh, the power rankings. Oh, I've been getting into the power rankings. You should see the algorithm now. Like, it's making me coffee. Like, this thing is so deep right now. Number 12.
I got the Rough Rider bump last week.
Oh, yeah. Number 12, Team Twerk. Number 11, Boss Hog Outlaws. Number 10, In Caldwell We Trust. Number 9, Galabra. Number 8 with the biggest jump of the week, the Mexico Brownies.
Hold on.
What? All right.
Number 8?
Yeah, number 8. Up 4.
Didn't I just drop like over a hundo?
Congratulations, up 4.
2 weeks in a row?
I mean, that did happen, but when you put it into the algorithm asks, what have you done for me lately?
That's what he did lately.
Scored 100 lately, points.
Dude. And when I say lately, I mean over the last 5 weeks. So
still better than half the teams above me. Even if you count all 5 weeks.
Number 7, Straight Trash, homie. Number 6, Chuck Norris. Number 5, cheapest NFL Rough Riders.
Whoa.
What do you, what?
That is a huge drop.
What are you talking about?
Oh my gosh.
Well, that, I guess that's what happens.
How far can you slide?
Wow. I mean, I'm pretty sure I'll be back up there next week, either one or two. I haven't decided yet. I mean, the algorithm hasn't been calculated yet. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. Let's see here. Number 4, I mean, team franchise. Oh, go ahead, Tomator.
Hold on about that too. Oh, go ahead, Tomator.
Why would your team get such a huge bump from beating the number 8 ranked team in the power rankings up to 1 or 2?
Are you a math major, Tomator? I could try to explain this to you, but I feel like McLean would have to translate it. Because
all right, explain it to McLean for me real quick.
I can't even understand it.
See, I mean, these things are just otherworld, right? I am doing otherworld math right now.
That's obvious.
It's crazy accurate and just a lot of numbers, and I'm sorry you don't understand it.
It's almost as if math is new for you.
it's like new math. Let's put it that way. I just invented math. All right, number 3, just the Chipmunks. 2, worst draft. Look at you, Tomator. Up 2. Making moves. Taking names.
Woo.
And number 1, with the Rough Rider bump, the Teepest NFL Crop Tops.
How's it a bump if he didn't move?
That's the Rough Rider bump. It's called, actually, it's the Rough Rider sustain. It's the Rough Rider sustain.
If I beat the Rough Riders this week, I'll stay at 8.
you never know what's going to happen when you put it into the algorithm. All right. So let me, hold on. Now, I haven't published, but I do have the division power ranking. The top division, we talked a little bit about this last week, and it was very interesting when I crunched the numbers. Everyone, what division is the strongest that we were saying last week? Everyone was all about it. Right, everyone agreed that the Brown, whatever. But according to the algorithm, the top division is the Black division.
Yeah!
Okay.
All right.
Followed closely, like super closely, like this could be 1A, 1B, the white division. Yeah!
Okay.
You realize only team to win in the white division last week was franchise.
And way down at
the worst team in the black division.
Way down.
Wait. We cannot keep going with this white beating black stuff. Come on. This sounds like Missouri.
Wow.
What?
Oh.
Wow. Interesting. That is a very interesting comparison you made. And at number 3 in the Teepest NFL divisional power rankings, the Brown division. The algorithm doesn't lie.
Are you sure you weren't reading this while doing a headstand?
The algorithm does not lie. The Brown division. Although they have the most wins in this league combined. They have the best winning percentage of all divisions.
I mean, 7-1 in non-division games.
Even though, yeah, you're right. They are beating up on the other divisions. The algorithm says they are.
I can't wait for you to present these algorithms to, you know, a university.
What I want to know is what was the, in first, second, and third, what's like the actual value? It is a number, correct? It's not like a color that was decided to put a certain standing Born. Above another. It was an actual like number, numeric value.
Have correct? You ever heard of conditional formatting? I'm just asking.
Yeah.
So technically you can calculate color. Just say you can build that into the algorithm.
I just want to know, I guess, then what was the actual value? I want to know, is it like 1? Is it 10?
I can't, 10? I mean, I wish I could give you that information. Okay, this is how I'm going to tell you, because if I give you a number, then you might be able to
reverse engineer it?
Yep, you might be able to figure out how I'm doing this, and nobody wants that. So let's just say you have a dog and you have a cat, all right? And let's say those two animals mate, all right? Then what are you going to get, right? What you're going to get is the Brown division, okay? I'm pretty sure that sums it up, and if you don't understand that, I can't help you.
I don't think we're the ones who need help, Diddy.
You definitely added the explicit tag on this one this time around, right?
That's nature. Pigskin Pick'em. Number 7, Ron Bro, 32 points. Number 6, Tomato with 33. Tied for 4th, McLean and JT both at 34. IMix Master with 35 at 3. Number 2, And Coming.
What?
E-Diddy-999. I am coming for you, Born.
Okay.
You are the top one with 39 total points. And I am
I've been on a slide.
One behind you. And I've been using your trick. I've been two-clicking it. And there I am, about ready to take over.
I have to reinvent myself here.
All right. Sometimes you got to change it up, flip it around, do something different. Okay, so should we talk?
Twist it up?
Yep, flip it around.
Spin it?
I understand twisting. I even understand twisting it up.
All right.
But flipping it around?
That's confusing, right?
Sounded like a commercial.
So, Borg, should we mention the T-Bits NBA?
Let's do it.
All right. So we had hashed, I thought, one of the greatest plans in T-Bits NBA history. Born, what was it, direct message?
Yeah.
Direct message me, like, you know, what about the NBA? What about we do something to spice up the league? And I'm like, I'm all about spice. I love spice. I was born to spice.
That's the whitest dude on this podcast.
And so I'm like, what do you have in mind? And he's like, why don't we just randomly have the NBA draft like behind everyone's back? Like, and I'm like, that is genius.
That is spicy.
That is so much spice. That's like extra jalapeno with some Tabasco. And I'm like, all right, I gotta figure this out. And of course I did nothing. So then we were kind of cryptically talking once we got on this Skype call, not allowing Tomato into the inner circle, trying to work our way around it. And
trying to talk about jobs and stuff like that instead, throw them off the scent.
Boring. And unfortunately, it did not allow me to start the draft the moment we started the podcast, because that would have been the goal. Okay, I'm gonna be honest with you. That would have been the goal for me, to push play the moment we started recording, because I knew everyone would be distracted. But alas, ESPN is troll proof, and it does not allow you to start a draft on the same day that you're trying to schedule it. Today, not allowed. The fastest I could do it, the soonest I could do it, was tomorrow. And I am so disappointed right now, because that would have been all-time level league controversy. All-time level.
Because it wasn't enough last year when we started out with like $1,000 budgets. And nobody, and everything that you were looking at was ranking like guys at like $50. That was so screwed up.
It was a genius plan, and it's unfortunate ESPN did not allow us to pull that plan off, but I got other things in the works. I'm always scheming, always thinking of ways to spice up the league. You never know when it might come and hit you. I mean, I might
do. The other thing we never talked about, I mean, this assumes, did everybody register for the league? Do we need to send out invites?
Ah, good question. Should check on that. Someday. Should check on that. Okay. I mean, okay, listen, real quick. Forget about Dre. He's active, right? I mean, he's winning the T-Bits NFL right now. He's super active. He's all about T-Bits NBA. He's all about winning another championship. Ball Riders, of course, active. Great Wall of Drummond. I mean, I see him on Twitter tweeting stuff sometimes. Super active. franchise. Of course, he's here on the call right now. Basketball reasons. Adding content to the podcast without being on the podcast. Check his notes in the forums. Potato Business. He's a new owner in Tipa Center Foul. He's becoming part of the core group of ownership. Mexico Brown Bombers. I don't know about him. Might flake out. I don't know. My bubble guy. We're Goofy Goobers. No clue. No clue. Let's just assume he's active. Ball and Bowser. If I were him, I would quit fantasy after what he's been doing in football. And Lionel Hampton. I think he tried to ruin the league, guys. Insane.
Tried.
I'm just, oh, you tried. You're right. You just tried.
I tried.
You didn't do it. All right. So I think we got a good league. I think we got a good league to go with. I think this is a rock solid. Like, this is a league that you can build a foundation on to have a successful run at a fantasy legacy. How many years have we done NBA, actually?
7 years. That not long enough for a foundation?
Wow. Maybe that's too long. Maybe we should tear it down.
Rebuild.
What else? How are the Cubs doing? Let's live look in the Cubs game.
Live look in is 4-3.
All right.
Top of four.
Do not call it a comeback.
I won't, because it's not.
Well, the Cubs haven't, the last two runs have been because of errors.
Oh yeah, they're choking. Washington is choking under the pressure. All right. What else? Anything else that we missed that the people need to hear about before we wrap this up?
We never talked about the WNBA championship.
All right, what happened? let's lay it out there.
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know
what happened.
I don't know either.
The Wings won.
Really?
Okay.
Yep, that's it.
Is that a thing?
That's it.
Huh. Can I get a Skylar Diggins update? Like, was she MVP or something?
Oh, yeah. She plays in Dallas, right?
Yeah. I'm sure you've seen her a couple times, right, McClain?
Right. All the time.
Yeah.
Big fan. Huge fan.
Yeah, Skylar Diggins.
Mm. Yeah. She's still playing, I think.
All right. Right on.
Yeah.
anything else on WNBA? I mean, they still...
Skylar Diggins.
All right.
Oh, she has a second last name now.
Oh, what's that?
Skylar Diggins Smith.
Oh, gross.
What?
That's... Why would you add, like, why would you take your partner's name if their name is Smith?
It seems so pointless, right?
Yeah, I'll just add on just some extra garbage that really doesn't help identify me any further.
When you're already well identified.
Yeah.
What do they, do they call her SDS now or what?
Yeah, I've heard that.
Really? Oh no, that's not good.
Everyone calls her SDS.
SDS.
Wow.
SDS.
All right. Anything else going on
what are everyone's favorite podcast cliff notes from this last week? Mine personally is when Rajon Rondo pointed out that Edity is Sam Cassell.
Well, he wasn't the only one who pointed that out.
No, I believe he was quoting an individual by the name of Tomato.
Oh, gross.
Who may have originally said that.
Wow, gross.
So you just
like it because Rondo mentioned...
Yeah, the thing you said.
I just think
is that,
truth,
is that something you put on your resume?
Truth rings out.
Does it?
E. Diddy is like Ed Monix.
That was not in the clip notes.
You're still Ed Monix.
Hold on.
Ed Monix is?
Gosh, no, and I don't want to. Wait a minute.
The guy that got traded from one team to another for a washing machine.
That's a good deal, actually. Should do that. Let's see. Let me pick my favorite from
You guys have never seen Semi Pro.
I like the very first one. Born is day to day with a severe monster dong injury. Let's see, what else we got here? Blah blah blah. Tomato, Mr. October, Andre Drummond, Dwayne Wade's corpse, Todd Gurley, greatest running back in NFL history. Look at feed and free Hunter Henry. It sounds like he's like a POW or something. What the heck?
Hey, let him go. We need him back home.
I did think the Phil Jackson reference about me was pretty good.
Broken hip and never around.
All yeah, right. It hurt franchise, but it was, I laughed as well.
Oh, all right. What else? Anything else? We're right at about an hour. It's about the time we call it a day.
I got one more thing.
All right.
I got a rant.
Oh, okay. Let's hear it.
About sandwiches.
All right. Let's hear it.
All right. Well, there's a sandwich place nearby. I don't know if it's a local thing only, but it's called Witch Witch.
Oh, yeah. I've heard about Witch Witch.
Oh, yeah. I know about Witch Witch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
And they just started a promotion with Dirk, where they team up with Dirk or something. They have a whole menu of Dirk-specific items.
All right.
And it started Monday. So I went, I found out about it Monday, and then Tuesday I'm really busy. So Wednesday I went down there yesterday, and I go in and I see this big, you know, they got a big thing of Dirk, you know, shooting and all the stuff, whatever.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you've ever been in there. They got like bags that you got to fill out what sub you want.
Oh, okay. All right.
So I'm like, where are the Dirk bags at?
Yeah, I want a Dirk bag.
And the guy tells me, oh, you know, we don't have it yet.
What the heck? You got this?
Yeah, I'm like, wait a minute. I'm not eating here. There's no Dirk bag. No Dirk sandwich. I want my Swish Witch.
Wait, is that something you made up, or was that part of the marketing?
No, that's one of the subs that's available.
Okay. I Swish Witch.
No,
41 Club.
Wait a minute. Did franchise just say that will make you choke? Oh, it wasn't the LeBron burger.
Wow. Soon they're going to have one here for the Cubs.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Hold on. I'm checking the score.
So, all right. I ended up, well, the guy told me they were going to get it that same day later that day. So I was like, all right, I'll be back tomorrow.
All right.
Show up today, you know, for lunch.
Yep.
And there's still no Dirk stuff.
No.
And at this point, I went there with someone else, so I have to eat there. Oh. I'm not going to be like, no. Sandwiches, I'm out of here.
You had to sell out?
I had to sell out. I got a regular sub.
Oh, gross. How did you choke it down?
Did you tweet at them?
I didn't tweet at them.
He subtweeted at them.
I was going to say, did you subtweet?
I got to get a subtweet in there.
There's a double entendre.
I don't know. I don't know when I can go back. I need to get my dirt. I need my Swish Witch.
Call ahead.
Yeah.
They're going to have everything. It's not just the subs. They have Dirk chips. They have a Dirk cup. They got everything Dirk.
What does it actually mean?
You know what this is? This is like, we have a bunch of extra inventory. Like, what washed up thing can we use to market this? Because we got to get rid of this stuff. Oh, a Swiss Witch.
They're actually adding bratwurst just for Dirk because, you know, he's German.
Right.
So that's one of the items that they don't even have it yet. So they can't do the...
They can't even pander correctly.
They can't make the Dirk witches yet.
But are they going to get authentic bratwurst?
Oh, probably not.
No, I doubt it. Because in Germany, there's really no such thing as a bratwurst.
Well, what is it then?
They're either Rindwurst or I'm trying to think of these. And I haven't been in Germany in 6-7 years.
Right.
Well, that was a passionate, fiery rant, John McClane.
Next week, if I don't have my Swish Witch, you know.
It's a roll.
It won't be a subtweet. It'll be a direct message.
Yeah, you're going to walk straight out of that door.
It didn't happen.
This is what I want to see. What I want to see is a picture or a video of you throwing like a little bag of chips on the ground. Hashtag riot.
Like the people with the Szechuan sauce.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Or if the bag represents Dirk's jersey, you could just burn it.
Just make sure their logo is showing. Okay. All right. Let's wrap this up because I got to watch the Cubs win. I got two players in my Yahoo League playing tonight and they are doing absolutely nothing.
The Thunder and Lightning.
I got Alshon Jeffrey and cheese. Mm. All right, here's some Yao Ming. Maybe.
Yeah.